This is GMJ Audio from the Georgian Medical Journal News. Mobile text messages help young adults reduce cannabis use, trial shows, editorially reviewed by Prof. Hakakadze, MDMPH, PhD, GMJ News Desk. Strong evidence personalized text messages sent to smartphones can help young adults reduce their cannabis use, according to new trial findings published in The Lancet Psychiatry. The micro-randomized trial involving 151 emerging adults aged 18 to 25 found that participants who received tailored intervention messages showed increased engagement with behavior change strategies compared to those who received only supportive messages. Key takeaways: personalized mobile messages increased cannabis user reduction behaviors by 23% compared to standard support. The intervention worked specifically among emerging adults not seeking formal treatment. Text-based interventions show promise as accessible first-line interventions for young cannabis users. Study at a glance: 20% increase in engagement with behavior changes strategies among participants receiving personalized intervention messages. Mobile intervention effectiveness by message type: engagement rates with behavior changes strategies. Percentage of participants personalized intervention messages 67%, standard supportive messages 44%, no intervention control 28%. Source: The Lancet Psychiatry, 2025, Georgian Medical Journal News. Targeting the treatment gap among young adults. The study addresses a critical gap in cannabis use interventions for emerging adults, a population that rarely seeks formal treatment despite high rates of problematic use. Lead researcher Dr. Inbal Naham Shani from the University of Michigan noted that traditional treatment approaches often fail to engage this demographic effectively. The personalized just-in-time adaptive intervention, PGI, system sent participants up to 3 text messages daily, tailored to their individual usage patterns and circumstances. Unlike static intervention programs, this approach adapted message content and timing based on real-time assessment of each participant's needs and clinical status. Participants were recruited through online platforms and social media, reflecting real-world accessibility preferences among young adults. The intervention specifically targeted those not currently in treatment, representing the majority of young people with cannabis use concerns. Micro-randomization reveals message impact. The trial employed a sophisticated micro-randomization design, randomly assigning participants to receive different message types at multiple time points throughout the study period. This methodology, published in Implementation Science Literature, allows researchers to isolate the specific impact of intervention components. Data from the Substance Abuse and Mental Health Services Administration show that only 7.3% of young adults with cannabis use disorders receive any form of treatment. The mobile intervention approach could help bridge this treatment gap by providing support through channels young people already use regularly. The study found that intervention messages were most effective when delivered during periods of higher stress or cannabis craving, suggesting the importance of contextual timing in digital interventions. Personalization drives engagement. The research demonstrated that personalized content significantly outperformed generic supportive messages in promoting behavior change engagement. Participants receiving tailored interventions were 23% more likely to implement recommended coping strategies compared to those receiving standard support messages. World Health Organization data indicate that cannabis use disorders affect approximately 13.9 million people globally, with young adults representing the highest risk demographic. The mobile intervention approach offers scalable potential for addressing this public health challenge. The intervention system incorporated machine learning algorithms to optimize message delivery timing and content based on individual response patterns and usage data collected through smartphone sensors. Personalized mobile messages increased engagement with behavior change strategies by 23% compared to standard supportive communications in young adults with regular cannabis use. Dr. Inbal Naham Shani, University of Michigan, The Lancet Psychiatry, 2025, Implementation and Future Directions. The researchers emphasized that while the intervention showed promise, further refinement is needed to optimize message content and delivery algorithms. Future studies will focus on longer-term outcomes and integration with existing digital health platforms used by young adults. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention reports increasing rates of cannabis use among emerging adults, making effective intervention strategies particularly urgent. The mobile approach aligns with preferences for discrete, accessible support among this population. Study limitations include the relatively short follow-up period and focus on engagement rather than long-term abstinence outcomes. However, the findings provide important evidence for the feasibility and preliminary effectiveness of personalized mobile interventions in cannabis use reduction. What this means for patients: young adults concerned about cannabis use may benefit from personalized text message programs that provide real-time support and coping strategies. For clinicians, mobile interventions could serve as effective first-line treatments or adjuncts to traditional therapy for young patients reluctant to seek formal treatment. For policymakers, scalable digital interventions represent cost-effective approaches to addressing cannabis use disorders in underserved populations. Frequently asked questions: how effective are mobile interventions compared to traditional treatment? This study found 23% improved engagement with behavior change strategies, though direct comparisons with traditional treatment weren't made. Mobile interventions may be particularly valuable for young adults who typically avoid formal treatment settings. What types of messages were most effective? Personalized messages tailored to individual usage patterns and delivered during high stress or craving periods showed significantly greater impact than generic supportive communications. Could this approach work for other substance use disorders? While this study focused on cannabis, the micro-randomized trial methodology and personalized messaging approach could potentially be adapted for other substances pending further research. These findings represent an important step toward developing accessible, evidence-based interventions for young adults with cannabis use concerns. As digital health technologies continue to evolve, personalized mobile interventions may become increasingly important tools in addressing substance use disorders among populations traditionally underserved by conventional treatment approaches. Source: Mobile Intervention for Emerging Adults with Regular Cannabis Use, a Micro-Randomized Trial,